When I was a form five student, my friend and I have a study English group in outside our school. It is a volunteering approach that it is a not compulsory system. I remember that we spend every Sunday morning to go out a McDonald's restaurant to study English. For example, we use a lot of games and readings to engage our vocabulary and reading, how to write a good sentence and so on. I think it is quite tough for me in Form 5 because at that moment we both are very being busy and have many projects to do in our school. Also, but we do willing to spend that time to study English. I think it is quite useful for me to learn English. Yes.
Yeah, and it's fantastic to know you learn English through a more casual environment. So it isn't I bet you didn't have a lot of pressure in kind of taking all the stuff in at the same time. So do you remember the games you played to learn English?
I remember the most memorable games is we write a lot difficult vocabulary in some cards, just one card and write one vocabulary. So when we fold some kind of card, we need to remember the meanings and how to speak that word. That word. So if some people can can speak that word, so he can get the card away. Mm-hmm. So if someone gets the most card, he's the winner.
Oh, I see. That's quite interesting. And I think it's you and your classmates could kind of bond to each other when you're playing. Like you could have fun and just laugh it off.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's good to know. And for the second question, you have anything you'd like to read or you want to read?
As we mentioned before, in this English study group, we have some kinds of English readings. Mm-hmm. So I remember that we have one book is Crown Night. It is quite famous movie in Hong Kong. I remember every Sunday we need to read some chapters in this book. So it is also for me it's quite hard because in this book may have some difficult vocabulary and we also didn't understand how to what's the meaning in this book. We need to spend some time in our home to check dictionary, also to prepare for the Sunday study group. So I think it is although I don't have any interest in reading English book, but in this learning experience, I think I can can give me some incentive to read English book for me. Yeah.
That's great. And compare fiction to nonfiction. Even though you prefer to do other things than reading in your own time, just want to know comparing fiction or nonfiction, like which one do you think is more suitable for you to learn English?
I think fiction will be more suitable for me to learn English because if I read nonfiction through English, I think it is quite hard for me to understand what is the content in this book. So I think, on the other hand, if we use fiction to read English, I think we can guess the fiction, how is the reason, how is the story move on, so it is more easy for me.